Want to make your life better?
This is the Kick-Ass Life Podcast with David Wood.
Well, top of the morning to you, and welcome to the 600-second Kick-Ass Life Show, designed to put a little smile on your face, a little spring into your step, and allow me to give you a little boot in the body. That's right, a little kick in the rump, or as I like to call it, a little kick in the arse. You know, we always start with a few fun facts. Money notes are not made from paper. Did you know that? They're made mostly from a special blend of cotton and in linen. In 1932, when a shortage of cash occurred in Tenino, Washington, USA, notes were made out of wood for a brief period of time. Do you realize that? The Grammy Awards were introduced to counter the threat of rock music. In the late 1950s, a group of recording executives were alarmed by the explosive success of rock and roll, considering it to be a threat to the quality of music. And do you realize that tea is said to have been discovered in 2737 BC by the Chinese emperor when some leaves accidentally blew into a pot of boiling water. And you realize the tea bag was introduced in 1908 by Thomas Sullivan of New York. Who would believe it? My father would turn, well, he's not in his grave yet, but he would turn on his armchair right now if he thought an American invented the tea bag. And in 1955, the richest woman in the world was Mrs. Hetty Green Wilkes, who left an estimated $95 million in a will that was found in an old tin box with four pieces of soap. Did you realize that? Now, because it's Monday morning, a little kick in the butt, I have a little comedy for you. And because I have so many Aussie friends, this is for all my Aussie friends over there. This is an Aussie comedian talking about your accents. And you know how I love the Aussie accent.
Now, please welcome back to the stage your host for tonight, Adam Hills.
I'm aware that as Australians, we do have the most annoying accent on the planet. I'm sure you're aware of what we all do. I'm sure you're aware we all go up at the end of every sentence. Because we're all too insecure to actually make a statement. So we have to make it sound like it's a question. Because we secretly need your approval. Even when it's something serious. Susie got eaten by a shark. I'm afraid there are going to be high court judges in 30 years' time handing down verdicts just going, I find you guilty of murder. And you know what we do here in Australia? I didn't realise until we went overseas. We ask questions that don't need answering. How nice was the weather today?
It's so true. You know it, Aussies.
I didn't know we did that until I got to England. I was with a group of English people and I just went, oh, how heavy's that rain? They all just looked at me and went,
pulling your face.
Really heavy? I think Jesus might have been an Australian. I think maybe Jesus was an Aussie and we've just been reading his scriptures with the wrong inflection. Maybe Jesus walked out of the Sermon on the Mount and just went, oh, how blessed are the meek.
Oh dear, there you go, a little Aussie humour for everyone. Hope you enjoyed that. And today, you know, I thought before we get to the little bit of work we've got to do on Monday morning here, we're already 3 minutes in, I thought I'd introduce you to a singer called Alabama Shakes. I bet you haven't heard of this. Don't forget, you can find all the show notes and on the kickasslife.com. And here we go, Alabama Shakes. Apparently one of the best bands up there with the Rolling Stones to see live. We may actually listen to one more of her songs before we go. And, you know, I was reading this guy's stuff. His name is James McWhinney. And he says, six powerful questions that will change your life forever. Now, I'm not sure I agree with all six of them, but I think they're worth a little ponder. Six questions that could change your life. What do I absolutely love in my life? Now, you can list anything, apparently. What you love about the world, what you love about people, what you love about life itself. Think about activities. They get you excited, enthusiastic, make you feel most alive. Be absolutely anything. Music, sport, cooking, teaching others, learning, watching movies, anything. Within your love for these things lies your passion. That's what he says. Amen. I'm sharing what he says. Number two, he says, what are my greatest accomplishments in my life so far? Now, listen, I do this quite a lot. I ask people to write down, the things that they're most proud of. Because, you know, sometimes I do the celebration thing at one of my events. And, you know, adults, can they write down the things they're proud of? I have people sitting in the audience sometimes who have had four children and they can't think of one thing to write down. So listen, this is a good one to get in the habit of, what are my greatest accomplishments in my life so far? List all of the moments that you're proud of, as well as the times you've succeeded, some of the key strengths you have. See if you can identify why you succeeded, he says. Also list any activities, hobbies, or anything else that you do that you complete with ease. Within this, he says, lies your greatest strength. So first of all right, your passion. Second of all, your strengths. Number three, what would I stand for if I knew no one would judge me? And again, list everything that you would do if you weren't afraid, even your wildest and craziest dreams. And this will help you discover your greatest values. So we've got our greatest strengths, our greatest values, our greatest passion, all being found in there. We're going to go back to a little Alabama Shakes. This is one of our most popular songs. It's called Boys and Girls. Say, I like it. First time listening. I just did a little research. Though, who were some of the best bands to watch live? And she was right after the Rolling Stones, believe it or not. And Rolling Stones weren't number one. You'd have to check it out. I'll do a show on it, maybe. Number four, if my life had absolutely no limits and I could have it all and do whatever I wanted, what would I choose to have? And what would I choose to do? I ask that question a lot. Magic wand, I call it. If you had a magic wand, you could have anything in your life you wanted, money and time are no consequence, what would you be doing? This is his number four. He says, describe your ideal lifestyle. List what you would do throughout the day if you knew that you were bound to be successful. What kind of person would you be? How much money would you earn? And where would you live? This question allows you to realize who you truly want to be if there were no limits. By aligning with this, you can begin working towards the life that you truly want to create. Know that you wouldn't have a desire if you didn't also have the ability to fulfill it. Now, I do truly, truly agree with that. And I work with a lot of people that once they get that crap out of their head and they start to believe in things and start to focus on what they want and not the obstacles in front of them, they start to get it. Funny how that works. Number five, he says, what would I do if I had $1 billion? If I had $1 million, billion, million, I think it's one of those things, you know, some of you can't even think like a billion because you are in the poverty mindset, right? And that's one of those things where it's really hard. But if you, for some of you, you may have to ask a different question. Maybe it's not $1 billion. Maybe it's only $1 million.
Furniture for your house, maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman. And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a K car,
a nice Reliant automobile.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your love. If I had
Australia. Before I earned my first million, I didn't think it was possible. And then I switched, started believing I could. Guess what? It all happened. So he talks about what would I do if I had $1 billion, list everything that you would really love to do if you had all the money in the world. Okay, so you probably would travel the world, buy a house or two, give some money to the family. Then what would you do with your time? This question helps you think without limitations. When we are able to remove limitations and boundaries, we can discover what we really want to do. Number six, who do I admire most in the world? List your greatest inspirations and the qualities that you admire about these people. Think about what really inspires you in this world. What you admire about others is also a quality that is in you. I truly believe this too. Know that you admire someone because they have similar qualities to you. Because really, in the end, it's all about you, right? Taking the time to answer these questions will change your life. The more that you can implement your passions, your strengths, your values, your desires, and motivations into your days, the happier your life will be. You can study to become a doctor, a lawyer, a teacher, anything else. That's what he says. You could just get into network marketing as well if you want, because I'm telling you, I love the freedom. Then you can go do whatever you want. So that's just my little thing. You know, I'm in love with that because I've helped more people become millionaires doing that. And create real freedom so they can really go and contribute in the world. But it's not for everyone. I get that. So I'll shush. Well, you know, I'm thinking that was a very fast show, wasn't it? So what do you think? Do you think we should have a another bare naked ladies? What do you think? I like it. A little too late. That's what I'm saying. It is a bit too late. One more song. I'll see you on the other side.
That was kick-ass.